All right, ladies and gentlemen, join us on the show is a cat that I'm very, very proud of. I saw his grilling of a Trump appointee last week, and it made me proud. I'll tell you, I had such knockers, which is the Yiddish word for pride. Oh, yeah. please put your hands together for Cory Booker. How are you doing?
Thank you very much.
Hey, Cory.
You had the knockers. You were cavelling a little bit.
I had the knockers. Yeah. I was fitzing. Well, you know.
It was nice. You checked her a couple of times. So I was like,
you know, you've been around Jewish people when you know a little bit of Yiddish. let me ask you something. As I watch you grilling the blonde woman who didn't seem to know that the Netherlands was full of white people, which was amazing to me, but they didn't seem to know, and that her name was actually from the Netherlands region, which was ridiculous to me. Well, I was very proud of you, but there's some people that thought that you were being unnecessarily unkind. Was it grandstanding, or did you just feel compelled because of her position and what state we found ourselves in?
Well, the problem is in this era, we've normalized things that just one president ago or two, three presidents would have been absolutely outrageous. People would be losing their minds. And so just understand what this was. This was a cabinet secretary for the United States of America in charge of Homeland Security,
right,
who was sitting there in a meeting listening to the president's vile language. This has been confirmed now by a Republican.
But she never said that she. But she said she didn't hear it or wasn't sure she heard it, or she obfuscated a lot.
I don't know if you've been in the Oval Office. It's a small. It's not as big as people might imagine it to be.
Right.
When the President of the United States is in the Oval Office, you hear what your boss says. There's no way she didn't hear that. And for her to sit there and try to obfuscate or try to dodge or try to nuance responses to that question by not coming out and saying it. We know from what happened in Europe in the Holocaust in the earliest days.
Absolutely.
Where people lied and covered up people's bigotry or sat back and did nothing, giving license to it. And for her to sit there to have dangerous words uttered about not just about the countries themselves, but about the people that came from those countries, delegitimizing them, devaluing them, assaulting the dignity of our fellow Americans who have that ancestry. That to me,
but even a fellow human being. But you know what? Here's the thing, and I'll say a couple things. One, first of all, it's funny because the Africans that make it here, the Haitians that make it here, the El Salvadorans that make it here, are pretty much the cream of their crop. You think it's funny? The people will malign those countries because of what they do, but I guarantee you take the average person, American, and you take the average Uber driver from Africa, you couldn't beat them in a math quiz. You couldn't, because they're by far, when they come here, unlike what the president said, the best of those other nations come to America. When he talks about how Norway, and we need people from Norway, and we need people from Europe. Europeans don't want to come here because their standard of living is on par, in many ways, better than ours. So the only people that will come here are poor brown and black people who are willing to be taken advantage of. That's really, if you're an immigrant in America, you know that whether you initially, whether it was you were from parts of Europe or you were from other parts of the country, China or places like that, you knew that you were going to be screwed over. And that would give your children a leg up in a land where they can start all over again. A lot of places like that don't exist, and they exist in the African and Latin parts of the world. And it's ridiculous to act like we don't know that.
But there's empirical evidence backing up everything you said. When immigrants from the countries you've mentioned come here, they start businesses at higher rates than native-born Americans. They actually have higher educational rates than native-born Americans. They are very productive members of our society. And so to malign them and to assault their dignity is not just bigoted, but it's also factually wrong. And that's the thing about this president is ignorance. I think it was Baldwin that said ignorance allied with power is one of the most dangerous forces there is.
Is the Trump administration is what it is. But let's just say this. I know you can't say that, but I'm going to tell you, I'm very proud of you, Cory. And I really think that no matter what happens, you keep doing what you've been doing and you'll do all right.
Well, let's revisit in a few months. Let's have another conversation. See, and you can tell me how I'm doing. All right.
One other question. If you do become president, is a pardon out of the question? I'm just saying.
We're whoever the next president is, I'll know him and I'll talk to him, I'm sure.
There you go. That's all I can hope for. There he is, Cory Booker, the next president of the United States of America. All right, Cory.
All right,
Cory Booker. Thank you, boss. Thank you, man.
Thank you. Bye-bye now.
Check us out on Facebook and Twitter.
Hey, what's up, y'all? What's cracking, baby?
See what's happening with the D.L. Hughley Show.